This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Americans already divided over the upcoming presidential elections are now reacting to news that U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a staunch liberal icon on the court for nearly three decades, has died. In a statement, the court said Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died this evening, surrounded by her family at her home in Washington, D.C., due to complications of pancreatic cancer. U.S. President Donald Trump, with reporters after a campaign rally in Minnesota, paid tribute to her.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agree or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
Still, the discussions by professional social media and armchair pundits quickly turned to whether President Trump will tip the court even more conservative with a nominee of his own and whether the U.S. Senate will actually confirm her. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When Antonin Scalia died during the 2016 race, President Obama nominated Merrick Garland for Scalia's seat and hopefully looked to the GOP-led Senate.
I hope they're fair.
The very next day,
the Senate will not confirm this nominee.
John Cornyn and fellow Republicans did not even give Garland a hearing, saying the next president should get to make the pick. This year, though, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the full Senate will vote on a Trump high court nominee. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And calling Ginsburg a beloved figure, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told reporters in Wilmington, Delaware, there is no doubt that the voters should pick the president and the president should pick the justice for the U.S. Senate to consider. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April. As of now, several trials are underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. There are more than 950,000 confirmed deaths globally resulting from COVID-19 and more than 30.4 million confirmed infections globally. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. The residents have been told to stay mostly at home. The Jewish New Year traditionally seen as a time for families to come together. The lockdown initially was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week alone, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000. The Associated Press took a closer look at allegations that a doctor in the U.S. state of Georgia had been giving detained immigrant women unwanted hysterectomies. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
A review by the Associated Press did not find evidence of mass hysterectomies, as alleged by Don Wooten, a nurse who worked at the Irwin County Detention Center in Georgia. But a review of medical records and interviews with lawyers did confirm that at least four women received surgeries that they never sought or didn't understand, although some of the procedures could have been justified based on problems documented in the records. Interviews with detainees and their lawyers suggested that some women came to fear the doctor. A 39-year-old woman from Cuba was told she would undergo an operation to treat ovarian cysts, but a month later, with scars on her abdomen, she's still not sure what procedure she got. Medical experts say the women's lack of consent or knowledge raises severe legal and ethical issues. I'm Jennifer King.
The Netherlands launched a bid Friday to hold Syria responsible under international law for gross human rights violations. The Dutch said that they decided to take action after an attempt to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court, which was vetoed in the UN Security Council. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for the best Pan-African music and music news? Well, I've got it for you. Here's the rundown for today. I'm going to open and close the show with gorgeous classic music, Ghanaian hip life, Afro-Cuban salsa, and Angolan semba. Now, at half past the hour, Song of the Week takes us to current Nigeria with Dare Alade's amazing new single, Ja Guide Me. And we go vintage with some incredible traditional music from Liberia, recorded by Music Time in Africa founder, the late Leo Sarkisian, in 1968. And there's more. I have plenty of new, fresh Afropop, bonga flavor, and desert blues. And my featured artist for today is the neo-traditional duo, the Matalitsu Band from Malawi. Yobu Maligwa and Yosefe Kalekene joined me virtually from Lilongwe, along with their manager Neil Nayar, to talk about their incredible rise to fame in recent years and their new fresh single, which is a collaboration with an alternative music group, a trio called Tiktu from the Ukraine. So that's it. That's the show. It's going to be awesome. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy this show. Here's Bice Osei-Kufuor, better known as Obuo, with Atopa Jenjen. Shake your waist, bring down your knees. Let's have some fun.
right. That was Obuo from Ghana with Atopa Jinjin. Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now to a classic. Africando was a musical project formed in 1992 that merged salsa rhythms from both sides of the Atlantic. New York-based musicians and Senegalese vocalists created a truly magical sound. The project continued strong, adding members on both sides for nearly two decades, and it released over 10 albums. This is the title track of the group's very first album release in 1992, titled Africando.
Hello, my name is Joey Blake. I'm from the United States, Boston, Massachusetts. I'm here in Africa. And I just want to say to you, keep listening to the music. Keep letting it inspire your heart. I'm here with Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Oh, that was recorded in 2014 when I was in Rwanda with Joey Blake and others. Hi, Joey, and to all my friends in Rwanda. Next up is Gilad's new single out of Kenya, Swahili Girl. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago, Bill Odidi brought us a great interview with him from Nairobi. So we'll enjoy his new single again right now. And then after that, you're going to meet Matalitso Band from Malawi. Earlier this week, I joined up virtually with the two musicians, Yobu Maligwa and Yosefe Kalekene, and their manager, Neil Nayar, to learn more about their story and their newest song, Siti Mamenya, a collaboration with the Ukrainian trio, Tiktu. So here's Gilad and his new single, Swahili Girl, featuring Israeli pop star, Eliad.
Swahili girl, when you speak to me, Swahili girl, I can hear the birds singing to me, yeah, yeah. Baby, speak to me, Swahili girl, relax and hear my guitar playing, yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. Before I leave, you say, nitakumise, ni kiss me. I wanna tell it to the whole wide world. Before we sleep, you say, Niyote baby, dream of me, and I will dream of you. Swahili girl, I can hear those freedom bells say yeah. You're listening, yeah. Or before I leave, you say nitakumise, ni kiss me. I wanna tell it to the whole wide world. Before we sleep, you say niyote baby, dream of me.
Swahili Girl by Gilad from Kenya. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, and I am so glad you're spending it with me. Let me take you now to my interview from earlier this week with two street musicians who in recent years have risen up from busking in Lilongwe, Malawi's capital city, to crushing, show-stopping performances on some of the world's biggest music festival stages. They are the Maralitso Band. I joined them virtually, and Neil Nayar is translating. How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hello. So what does Maralitso mean?
Maralitso means like blessings.
All right. So July 24th, the band released a new single, and the single is a collaboration with Ukrainian trio Tiktu.
We just got a Facebook from a guy called Lesik in Ukraine. He said, it was a nice email. We love your music of Maralitso. I play you when I go and DJ. It's lockdown. It's crazy. What about if we do an online collaboration? We'd never been to Ukraine. We've never played in Ukraine, but somehow he'd heard of the band and that was it.
That's amazing. And so you guys did your recording and your video shoot there, and they did their part in Ukraine, and then you put it together and put it out.
Recorded right here in Malawi, yes, even in this house right here.
whose house are you at?
That's my house.
Now, Neil, what is your role with the band? You're not playing in the band, but are you their manager?
It just happened quite organically that I happened to apply for a festival on their behalf and then was there to...
Yeah.
Chat with people and organize the visas and renting the cars, and we travel together and translating and all that kind of stuff that you have to do mm-hmm. when you go on tour.
Now, Neil, are you born and raised in Malawi?
England. And I moved to Malawi 8 years ago.
And you've adopted Malawi now as your home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you. And these are your brothers. Yeah. How long have you guys been playing together, and how did you first start?
2001.
Just like a random meeting in Area 49 of Lilongwe in 2001, when Yosefe was walking with a guitar and they started chatting on the street and they just got on with each other and said, hey, how about we start making some music together? That was it, a random meeting on the streets.
And were they busking in the beginning?
Yeah. And sell missing a marketing.
Like in the streets, in the markets.
Okay. And so when did their career start really picking up? Because now look, I mean they're getting people, musicians from all over the world, from, you know, noticing them on Facebook and reaching out and saying, you know, asking to do collaborations. So how did they get from busking in the streets of Lilongwe to being noticed by other musicians worldwide asking to do collaborations with them?
Well, one simple festival in Zanzibar, but happened to be Sauti za Busara.
Not such a simple festival.
Yeah, there was a booker for Roskilde Festival in the audience, there was BBC in the audience, there was a record label in Switzerland in the audience. And these guys was their first time to play outside Malawi, but they just raised the roof. BBC said it was their favorite gig of the festival, and all of a sudden, people just came and asked us, like, hey, have these guys been in Europe? How, you know, we'd like to book them. And then it just started like that. And then their first tour was 2 weeks, the next one was 5 weeks, then 9 weeks. So they just had such a great impact. Then it sort of started picking up like that.
Representing exactly? I mean, Malawi, of course, but is there something more specific? Because we should mention that cool instrument that most people have never seen, I don't think, the babatone. are these things related? What culture are you representing?
Mimi chikayo mungalazini sa matasi aku Malawi. Mimi chikayo chaku Malawi.
Is it just for Malawi,
yeah,
or Kapena, like, can you say, like, more specific, like Ngoni, Kapena, Chichewa, Kapena?
I think Ngoni, Chichewa, Ngoni, Achewa.
Because they're two different tribal backgrounds, Ngoni and Chewa, and so it's a representation of that kind of vibe, I suppose, particularly from the central region of Malawi.
And Yosefe, I noticed that your drum is basically your foot kicking against the side of a drum. So you're playing the drum basically with your foot, right? I like that. The right foot, huh?
Yeah.
Not the left.
Is there somebody else who plays like that in all of Malawi? I've never seen anybody else play the drum like that, right? People have lots of creative ways, but Alipo ina mene amayimba drum, chonchu. I think only him that plays like that.
After the coronavirus has been in some way contained and controlled and we can move freely physically, what do they first want to do?
Just to go out and make people happy playing music. That's it.
Modalitu Band and Neil Nayar, they're in Lilongwe, Malawi. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the best of luck. I love your music.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello. All right. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed that special feature with Madalitsu Band from Malawi. If you want to watch that interview, it's easy. Just go to Music Time in Africa YouTube channel or watch it on Facebook. Okay, changing gears, I've got two beautiful current tunes for you now by female singers, Simi of Nigeria, and then Spale of South Africa. After that, Kwame Ofori joins me for Song of the Week. Here's Duduke by Simi.
First, let me say to you, I cannot wait to see you. You are the treasure I've been waiting for. Do you know how much I really need you? I did pray for the day when I can finally kiss you. You know, say every day I pray for you. Oh, in my heart today's a permanent place for you. That's why my heart today beat like do 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 do.
time in Africa.
As land and lands in my love. As land and lands in my love. I was so galame, think to me lo lie so. As land and lands in my love. So to land and lands in my love.
Everybody, that was Mlashe by Spale from South Africa, and before that, Duduke by Simi. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the bottom of the hour, which means...
And this is the Song of the Week.
And Kwame joins me by virtual computer. Hey, as always.
Hey, guys. I am here. I am staring at Heather through my screen, trying to stay safe. Hi, Heather.
Hello, Kwame. It's so nice to see you. So,
great to see you.
This week's Song of the Week is from Nigeria, and it's called Ja Guide Me.
Oh, yes. And for those of you complaining, another Nigerian song, stop complaining. It's just a great song. We just have to pick it. Yes.
You know, you can't blame Nigerians for putting out amazing songs.
Oh, I mean, yes.
you know, and it's one of the most populated countries in Africa. So, you know, but anyway, the artist is Dare Alade, and this is a premiere. It's a single and a music video all at once that came out on August 14th. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. We love it. Mm-hmm. Let's get to it, huh?
Let's jump right in and get inspired.
Yeah.
Fulfill my destiny. In all my gettings, I go get money. I see the blessings for me now. So let the blood over me. Let it go over me. Jah protect me from my enemies. Majesty, I want to go by me. Oh. I want to see another day. So then.
Dare Art Alade is very well known. He's a multi platinum award winning artist. But he's also a TV and a radio host. And he hasn't been making music for the past few years. So this is his first, you know, first comeback kind of in the music realm as an artist. And boy, has he done it.
I agree 100%.
What do you like about it, Kwame?
One, it's inspiring, and he came back with the bang. Trust Dare to pick some of the best Nigerian producers, best videographers to work on a great concept. Because even though the song is inspirational, it's very skewed towards the Christian religion, you can still feel some traditional elements. And I like that about Dare. Dare's always given us, you know, the best.
Now, musically, what I love about this song is the combination of a sort of futuristic sound that goes along with the images, some images in the video as well, and then also a real nod and kickback to Fela Afrobeat with those horn lines.
And I'm a sucker for horns.
Oh my gosh, you are.
Yes.
Also, even the way he sings with the horn line. I mean, Fela used to do that. He would sing along with the horn line. And it's perfect. But it's not that surprising because Dare's father was Art Alade, who was an Afro jazz musician back in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yes.
So, you know, the apple does not fall far from the tree. Thank God.
Not at all, and he is, his father must be proud of him.
That was Dare Art Alade with Jah Guide Me. I'm Heather, and
I'm Mr. Sante, and that was Song of the Week.
Yeah, baby.
All right, catch you later, Heather.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.
It's music time in Africa.
Songwriter and guitarist Afel Bokoum has just released a new studio album on World Circuit Records. It's called Linde, and it's named after the wild expanse near his hometown of Niafunke in the Timbuktu region of Mali. We're going to listen to the track Penda Jiga, which also has a beautiful animated video. It tells a story in the Songhai language and in the August 12th edition of online Flood magazine. Author Scott T. Sterling spoke with Bokoum, who explained it to him.
Scott says this: it's never easy saying goodbye to a loved one. It's even harder when surviving an encounter with the police. Such is the case with regard to Penda Jiga. He says that Bokum told him this: I promised this song to my friend's daughter, Penda. I explained that I was in Kulikoro, that's one of the regions in Mali, and was determined to go to Penda's engagement party. But on the way there, I was stopped by some police and had an altercation with them to the extent that they started to attack me physically. Despite everything, though, I was able to continue as far as Kabbalah and see her at the airport just before she left for Michigan in the USA. And by the way, peeps, Michigan is my home state. Okay, so here's Penda Jiga. And that was the song Penda Jiga off of Afel Bokum's new 2020 album, Linde. Hi, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios. Guess where I'm taking you now? 1968 Liberia. Yes, 1968. At that time, the founder of this program, Music Time in Africa, Leo Sarkisian, who passed away June 8, 2018, recorded live music throughout the country. I've put together a trio of one-minute excerpts of three such recordings that I think you're going to like. The first one is from Lofa County in the town of Zerzere. It's a Kpele horn and drum group, and it's a victory song for a warrior. The group consists of six large elephant tusk horns, all with different pitches according to the size of the horn. If you're wondering how I know all of these little details from so long ago, it's because this same music was broadcast on Music Time in Africa in 1968, and all this information is written in the scripts of that broadcast, which I studied, and which all of you can access to online if you want to. I'll tell you about how to get online to do that at the end of the show. So here's excerpt one. Okay, so that was Kpele, horn and drum music from Lofa County, Liberia. And now for excerpt two, recorded in the same town, Zerzere, this is women's music. The lead singer is a young woman. Her name was Lopu, and she's accompanied by three other Sasa players. Those are rattle gourds. She sings, "One tree cannot make a forest." Right, that was excerpt two of my deep dive into vintage music from Liberia. And for the third and final one, here's a harp song from Nimba County, Liberia. And one of the most popular instruments of the Mane people who live in this region is the Kini harp, or at least it was in 1968. The minstrel you hear is Willie Togba, singing about old age. Cool. And with that Kenny harp tune from 1968 Liberia, that wraps up my trio of one-minute excerpts of vintage music from the Music Time in Africa archives.
Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right, hey guys, are you ready to rock out the last quarter of this hour with me? The next two tunes are brand new bangers from Tanzania and Nigeria,
So get ready to dance if you feel like it. And then we're going to wind out the hour like we started it out today with another classic, this time from Angola. So here's the latest bongo flavor by Ray Vanny. It's called Ngongingo.
Ngongingo. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ana Ngongingo. Whoa, whoa.
Sancho kapachu pachu,
wo wo wo,
vipi la menina, wo mwijaku,
wo wo wo,
nampenda
anangongingo, wo wo wo, anangongingo, wo wo wo, nampenda anangongingo, wo wo wo, ngongingo, wo wo wo, nampenda anangongingo, wo wo wo, ngongingo, eh kama semi tena.
Ebo, kama kiduchu wa kinesi kwa kanga
Ngongingo, ah, la mama Paula kajala masanja Wo, wo, wo
Ebona, vipi chanandi, wakina bamba
Ngongingo, la vera sidika
Wo, 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 igi misifa
Wo, 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 la shishi baby pale
This is Music Time in Africa
Get it! Bloody money, bloody money
out of Nigeria by Olamide. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it's time for the very last song of the hour. The classic sound of Angolan Semba by the great singer Bonga. Mulemba Shangola is the title track to Bonga's 2001 album release.
Hey, Mulemba Shangola. Are you a Mulemba Shangola? Hey, Mulemba Shangola. Ayuwe mulemba shangola
Kasanzu wabishila Menekenu mkwenu Kubaza kwa mushime Menekenu kubata
Eh mulemba
mulemba shangona. Ayuwe mulemba shangona. Mulemba shangona. Ayuwe mulemba shangona.
Ayuwe Luanda. Ayuwe Angola. Ayuwe Bahia. Etu mugete.
Mulemba shangona. Ayuwe mulemba shangona. Mulemba shangona. Ayuwe mulemba shangona.
Mulembera milena, Damagia Kalundu, Angola ritual, Africa no solo tu.
Mulemba shangona. Ayuwe mulemba shangona. Mulemba shangona.
And with that beautiful Samba classic by Bonga, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Madalitsu Band and to Neil Nayar for that great interview from Lilongwe. Also, thanks Kwame Ofori for joining me once again in presenting Song of the Week. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. Videos like the Madalitsu Band interview you just heard earlier in the hour. Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage music, go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. Again, voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC, and we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. You just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. All right, till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.